Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Guys, in case you haven't looked at the calendar, do you know what's coming up Friday? I sure do, because it'll be my first Valentine's Day as a married man with my beloved wife, who took such great care of me last week. I am truly, truly blessed. And we will have a very nice Valentine's Day. And if you listen to today's show, you will too, because giving the Valentine's Day spirit, with my love of interviewing authors, this morning I interviewed just a wonderful author of a new book about the intricacies and idiosyncrasies, shall we say, that couples have, the little mini universe they create. It's called Let's Be Weird Together, A Book of Love. Now, how can you resist a title like that? So what I did, I went through the archives, and with this being Valentine's week, I pulled out a couple of other interviews from the past I thought fit the occasion just perfectly. So the first interview you're going to hear today is with the authors of Let's Be Weird Together, A Book of Love. Then you'll hear Things I Only Tell My Friends by Lorianne Keenan. Now, with Valentine's Day coming up Friday, there'll be a lot of singles out there who don't have a match for Valentine's Day. Nothing wrong with that, of course. Been there many times myself. And this is a book that is all about how close we keep our friends. And, you know, Valentine's Day is about relationships, both loved ones and our best friends. So Lorianne Keenan's book will be featured there. Then, after the bottom of the hour news and weather break, excuse me, had to clear my throat for this one, just in case that Valentine's Day really goes well, you're going to hear my interview with the doctor who wrote The New Rules of Pregnancy. So we're going to cover all the bases on today's Q&A. You know, if you heard the Fox News coming into the program, you heard the report about the three candidates dropping out after the New Hampshire primary. You know, every time I hear New Hampshire primary, my mind flashes back 48 years to 1972, when Richard Nixon was the president, and the Democrats' best offer that year, their almost certain nominee, was Senator Edmund Muskie. Well, during the New Hampshire primary, on a snowy day, the publisher of the newspaper in the capital city really went after Edmund Muskie, really tore him apart, and even said some unkind things about Muskie's wife. So, on the steps of the courthouse, of the state house, actually, Edmund Muskie called a press conference. Now, the snow was coming down, and a very respected Washington journalist named David Broder, he wrote in his column that tears were running down Muskie's cheek as he defended his wife against that attack from William Loeb. Well, a guy running for president with tears running down his cheek, talking about a bad editorial, didn't play very well. Now, I suppose Muskie's tears, if that's what they were, may have just been snowflakes for all we know, but it was reported as tears coming down his cheek, and it cast Muskie with a sense of weakness instead of sensitivity to women's issues. And his campaign for president in 1972 slowly crashed and burned after that, as did the Democrats' eventual nominee, George McGovern, who I think carried one state in the general election. Then again, just 2.5 years later, Richard Nixon crashed and burned too. So 1972 was a very, very bad year for some very, very big names in politics. Hey, on the good news, I've got one of the world's all-time top-selling recording artists coming to Yavapai College Performing Arts Center on Wednesday the 26th for just one show. It's the legendary Herb Alpert. Remember him and the Tijuana Brass? Well, Herb and his wife of more than 40 years, singer Lanny Hall, who was the lead singer for Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66, will be taking the stage. Herb, of course, fronted the Tijuana Brass for many years. At one point, they had 4 albums in the Billboard Top 10, 5 in the Top 20. And this is during the time the Beatles were still going great. Herb and the band also had two one-hour network TV specials. You heard his music every day on The Dating Game. Remember the T-Berry Shuffle, the T-Berry Gum commercial? That was his song, Mexican Shuffle. He also hosted the Hollywood Palace variety show. And biggest in his future, he co-owned with Jerry Moss A&M Records, which signed dozens of the world's top musicians and was also the site of the famed We Are the World superstar recording to benefit USA for Africa in 1985. So Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall coming to Yavapai College Performing Arts Center Wednesday, February 26th, and Herb will be my guest, my telephone guest, on one of the Q&A shows next week, so I'm looking forward to that. Get your tickets by going to ycpac.com or call 776-2000. Do not miss Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Also want to tell you about, excuse me, with the Oscars just being the other night, there are two really special one-time movie screenings tonight at the Harkin 6 in Sedona. Both of them are at 7 o'clock. One of them is the highly acclaimed Portrait of a Lady on Fire and the documentary After Parkland. Now, also this evening at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, if you're a fan of The Doors, it's a special one-time screening, Break On Through, a celebration of Ray Manzarek. It's kind of a hybrid concert and documentary, capturing a 2016 performance in Los Angeles by surviving Doors members John Densmore and Robbie Krieger as they honor their fellow Doors member Ray Manzarek on what would have been his birthday that year on February 12th. Now, if you've been waiting to see the movies Dream Round, The Rhythm Section, or Frozen 2, today and tomorrow, your last chance before they disappear from the big screen. Now, Frozen 2, of course, has lasted at the Harkins for 3 months. Rhythm Section and Dream Round only 2 weeks. Now, speaking of Dream Round, do you remember the old TV series 21 Jump Street with Johnny Depp? Well, Johnny's co-star in that series was actor and singer Richard Grieco, who was kind of a heartthrob in those days. We're talking, what, 1988? Well, you know, that was 32 years ago. The years have not been kind to Richard Grieco. He couldn't even get arrested since then. Although, in fact, he was arrested 2 months ago for being drunk and disorderly at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. But he's not exactly been busy with acting roles. He did appear in two straight-to-video absolute train wrecks whose titles I can't even say on the air. And if you have seen Dream Round, or if you intend to tonight or tomorrow, trust me, you will not recognize Richard Grieco from his heartthrob days. Now, for those who fondly remember the great Kirk Douglas, Kirk Douglas died last week at age 103. The Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley is going to screen Spartacus on the big screen this Saturday and Sunday, both days at 1 o'clock. Now, I had the distinct pleasure of meeting Kirk Douglas about 8 years ago. He was hosting a twin bill of his classic films Lonely Are the Brave and Paths of Glory at the Egyptian Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. He talked from the stage about the making of those films and about his role in breaking up the Joe McCarthy, Roy Cohn blacklist that destroyed so many showbiz careers. And then between the movies, Kirk Douglas took a seat at a table, sold and signed copies of his new book, I Am Spartacus, Making a Film, Breaking the Blacklist. Here's the amazing part. Kirk Douglas was 95 when he did this. He had suffered a devastating stroke, I guess about 8 or 9 years before that, which really hampered his speaking. But man, was he still razor sharp. What an evening that was. The great Kirk Douglas, you can see on the big screen this Saturday and Sunday at 1 in Spartacus at the Harkins 14. And the Harkins 14 and PV continues to bring us great musical Mondays at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Now, next Monday, they're going to feature John Travolta and Michelle Pfeiffer in Hairspray. That's on the 17th. And on the 24th, Phantom of the Opera at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And Tuesday of next week, now I hope you heard my interview this week with Jim Downey, the local author who has written a wonderful book called Brothers in Arms, full of interviews from veterans from all around the world of several wars. Well, keeping with that and with a great movie currently at the Harkins, it's called The Last Full Measure, about efforts of Vietnam veterans to get the Medal of Honor for a comrade who saved 60 of their lives. Well, Tuesday of next week for Tuesday Night Classics, it's From Here to Eternity, starring Burt Lancaster, Frank Sinatra, Montgomery Clift, Donna Reed, Ernest Borgnine. My goodness, what a great movie. And that's the movie, by the way, that prompted the scene in The Godfather, where Don Corleone dispatches his consigliere to the movie director's house to try and persuade him to cast Johnny Fontaine in his new movie to help resurrect his failing music career. Well, in The Godfather, the director tells a consigliere in no uncertain terms, that ain't gonna happen. And he just happens to wake up the next morning next to the head of his most prized horse. Now, that's supposedly, according to Hollywood lore, and it is apocryphal, is how some people in showbiz, have I covered my tracks here? It's how some people in showbiz say Frank Sinatra got that role in From Here to Eternity. That jump-started his music career, and it also, of course, cemented his affiliation with mob figures. Now, that's the story. I can't possibly know if it's true, but it's been making the rounds in Hollywood for about 65 years. So, see for yourself, From Here to Eternity, Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, and judge for yourself. Stay tuned. We've got three great author interviews just in time for Valentine's Day. Coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership.
Those expectations go beyond a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle. They extend to local jobs Finley Toyota provides directly and helps support through their purchases from local businesses. Taxes paid to support schools, first responders, local arts, and children's sports. Whether you live in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Cottonwood, or anywhere in the Quad Cities area, these are your dollars helping your community.
We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner.
Your purchase or service appointment with Finlay Toyota Prescott is more than for the dealership. It's for donations to community organizations, business purchases from local suppliers, and support for local fire, police, and schools. That's what being a good corporate neighbor is all about. Finlay Toyota Prescott and FinlayToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Here at Finlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations. Or check us out online at FinlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, the Valentine's Day countdown is on. It's that time of year when we celebrate our loved ones. And there's a great new book out. I love the title. It's called Let's Be Weird Together, a book about love. It's a colorful and illustrated compendium of not just your typical love, but quirky love. And we have on the line Brooke Barker. She and her husband, Boaz Frankel, have written the book, Let's Be Weird Together. And I have to ask you, Brooke, first of all, tell us about the role of a Dairy Queen in your happy relationship.
Well, I don't know if every couple has such a special relationship with Dairy Queen as we do, but when we were dating, I knew I wanted to marry Boaz, and I wanted to propose, and so I decided to do it at a Dairy Queen because we both love Dairy Queen. So we went to Dairy Queen, and we were eating our blizzards, and I gave him a book that I'd made that was titled, Boaz, Can I Ask You a Question? And he sort of knew it was coming. And it was just sort of a little book I'd made with, I think, a pretty convincing argument for why he might want to marry me and a little summary of our relationship. And he said yes. So we already love Dairy Queen, but now it holds a special place in our hearts.
So speaking of Dairy Queen, at that point in your relationship, were you at the sharing drinks one straw comfortable or sharing drinks with two straws?
We were sharing drinks one straw at that point. That's when we knew we were ready to tie the knot.
Now, your book also has quirky couples throughout history, and they all have their peculiar little ways of showing affection, don't they?
Yeah. One thing we love about strange couples is that they've existed really since ancient Egypt, and there are all kinds of weird ways to be a couple. It's sort of nothing new. So there have been mathematicians that have been couples together. There are ancient Egyptian king helpers that are really throughout history. There have just been so many weird ways to say I love you to the person who's special to you.
And you also have a sampling in your book of rather strange love-related laws. What are some of those?
Yeah, a lot of these are pretty surprising. It's illegal to kiss on a train in Wisconsin.
And there's also something involving New Orleans and fortune tellers.
Yeah, fortune tellers are not allowed to perform weddings in New Orleans, which seems pretty specific. Most of these are pretty specific, and we wonder sort of how there are a lot of these types of laws where you wonder how long it's going to last. In Monroe, Utah, a dancing couple needs to be standing far enough away so that witnesses can clearly see daylight between the couple. It's a pretty specific dancing law.
Oh, my goodness. You also have in your book a flow chart to help couples determine the type of pet that best suits them.
Yeah, that seems like a big step in any relationship is deciding if you're going to get a pet together, and if so, which type. So it's fun to sort of imagine the different pets that might be right for different couples. Some people have pigs or birds, you never know. So this flow chart is sort of a fun way to help you decide which pet you might want to get together. Do you want an axolotl or a dog or a guinea pig?
I understand, too, that if you're in France and your lover calls you your little cabbage, that's quite a compliment, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds a lot cuter, more romantic in French, mon petit chou. So there are lots of different nicknames around the world of different sweet things to say to people.
So you and Boaz have a habit of giving each other weird little personal gifts, don't you?
We do. Boaz is, I think, the best gift giver in the world. And he's just given every holiday and birthday that comes up, I just brace myself for receiving a disturbingly good present. Last year, he gave me a custom sweater he had made that had the logo of my favorite butter company on it, which I wouldn't have even been able to think of what my favorite butter company was before then. But once he made the sweater, I was like, oh, how did you notice?
And you know, one of the great things about your book, Let's Be Weird Together, it captures the little two-person universes couples create together.
Yeah, we are very curious people, and we just like the idea of a book that could really think about and celebrate these little relationships that people have. So it's a fun book to make, and it's a fun book to read, we think.
Not only that, but your book also includes a bonus sheet of temporary tattoos.
Yeah, we're so excited that we were able to include these. This is the type of thing we asked the publisher, like, would it be possible to include some tattoos in the book? And they said, yeah, of course, you can put tattoos in the book. So the book has a little piece that you can wear and take with you.
So tell us about sad animal facts and sad animal babies.
Yeah, I love sad animal facts. I'm an illustrator, and I just love animals and researching them. And I think people aren't talking enough about the sad things about animals. People are talking about, you know, how amazing they are, but they aren't talking about their sort of sadder quirks, the fact that giraffes only sleep 2 hours a night, for example, and roadrunners cry to mark their territory. So I've loved sad animal facts and drawing them, and I made sure to get a lot of animal facts in the book because animals sort of look at love and relationships in a completely different way, which I think is refreshing and cool. Cheetahs, for example, they pair up to mate, and that's it. They're not spending time together otherwise. But on the other hand, anglerfish become so attached to each other that one will actually bite the other and then fuse into it until it becomes a part of the other anglerfish and is just using their blood and their nutrients, and they're together for life. So there's really the entire spectrum of possibility is out there with animal courtship.
And another one of those animal relationship facts you mentioned is what pufferfish do to impress their mates.
Yeah, pufferfish are creating these elaborate sand patterns on the ocean floor. They're sort of going around and using one fin to brush up some sand and create these really beautiful and really ornate sand masterpieces that are only for pufferfish to see. And, you know, it's the type of thing you would not think that you could express affection that way. People are using flowers and chocolate, but sand's another good method.
So finally, what are you and Boaz planning for Valentine's Day?
We're just planning on cozying up with Let's Be Weird together and then maybe taking our dog for a walk.
A great way to spend Valentine's Day. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. How can our listeners get a copy of Let's Be Weird Together, a book about love?
It's available at your local bookstore, anywhere you buy books, Amazon. Yeah, just your favorite bookseller should have it, and look for Let's Be Weird Together.
And that is Brooke Barker with Boaz Frankel, Let's Be Weird Together. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Continued success in your relationship and your publishing.
Thanks so much.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040, Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
When life gets blurry, it's time to adjust our focus. This is Bob Bean with Affinity RV. What we see depends on what we're looking for. Quality time with family and friends, hitting the trail with stunning views and sounds of nature all around. Or perhaps it's being still, escaping with a good book, river waters flowing beside you. 2020 is the year to clearly see what matters and choose how you want to get there, including Lance. Lance is America's fastest growing, award-winning travel trailer, and they're here at Affinity RV. We also have many select new and pre-owned RVs on Red Tag Row. Affinity RV. Bringing family and lifestyle together for over 23 years. We're proud to once again be awarded one of the top 50 RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online anytime at AffinityRV.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. As regular listeners and all my coworkers know, I grew up reading the advice columns every day in the newspapers of Ann Landers and Dear Abby, and there is a modern-day advice columnist in that vein. Her name is Lori Ann Keenan, who has written a tremendous new book called Things I Only Tell My Friends. Now, Lori Ann graduated with a degree in psychology, then traveled the world meeting people like Willie Nelson, Bill Clinton, and Richard Branson along the way. way. Lori, welcome to Q&A. What did you learn from people like Willie Nelson, Bill Clinton, and Richard Branson?
Hi, DJ. Willie Nelson was fun because I met him about 30 years ago, and he was going through a very creative time, let's call it, in his process. So for me at that age to meet someone like that, it was very interesting to see that growth never stops. It doesn't stop at university. It doesn't stop at your first job. Growth continues and creativity continues through your whole life. So he was a fascinating guy to meet with.
Now, one of the great things about your book, Things I Only Tell My Friends, it's not only kind of a smorgasbord of diverse experiences and wisdom about love, life, and success with practical tips, but it illuminates the habits that separate superstars from the ordinary. How do they separate themselves from the pack?
One of the biggest pieces of advice I like to give is meditation and visualization. Everybody's heard about storyboards and you know, your bucket list, but I always have to everybody, have them out everywhere. What are your dreams? What do you want out of life? What is the house that you want? Visualize it very, very clearly. And the more you visualize and the more you meditate on things like this, it's amazing how often they can come true for you.
Now, one of the great things, too, about the book is that you end each chapter with a joke, and you're always the perfect hostess, serving up chapters in different helpful areas like transforming your life, recognizing those and-then-it-happened moments. Why is it important to finally take that leap of faith when you have then that and-then-it-happened moment?
The and-then-it-happened moments everybody has. I'm sure you've had a dozen of them already also, but those are the times when you can turn left or turn right. Those are the situations that are posed to you and you go, should I listen to myself? Does my instinct say do this, but I'm fighting my instinct? And this is where I train people deep. You got to trust your intuition. It's got to be 100% that you know what is right. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the media. Just if that is right for you, then take that leap and just go for it.
Now, as anybody who reads advice column knows, you are also very good at advising people how to maintain healthy and happy relationships. What are some of your tips?
Well, my husband and I just celebrated our 10,000 day anniversary, so we just celebrated that a couple weeks ago. But when I'm talking to especially 20 to 30 year olds, I say the person you marry is the biggest decision you're going to make in your life. Make sure that that person is right for you. Have the conversations, the long conversations. Do you want kids? Do you want to live here? Where do you want to do in the world? And then my biggest advice that I love to give them is saying when they leave the house when they leave you in the morning, say, I love you and have a lovely day. And when they come home, who's ever home next, jump up and welcome them home. It's a little tiny thing. Even my husband and I, because we work together and he might go to the gym or come back, I always jump up, say, hey, welcome home. How was your afternoon? And that sort of thing. So my thing is, it's those tiny little things that sometimes we forget as the marriage goes on in years. But remember, it's the most important person in your life is going to be your spouse. So make sure that relationship has always been molded and loving.
Now, you became a successful entrepreneur at 24. You managed, I believe, a nightclub at 18, and you ran a multi-million-dollar international business by 30, became a philanthropist by 40. That's quite a range of experience.
It's funny, when it's down on paper, it does sound different than when you live it, doesn't it?
And also, you have advice on how to entertain 1 to 100. Explain that.
I throw a lot of celebrations and a lot of parties, and I've thrown a lot of weddings. So one of my biggest pieces of advice, if you're going to have any kind of party, is always have name labels ready. It's amazing how even my friends, because I'm always throwing my parties at my place, that if I have name labels, they go, you know what? Thank God you have name labels, because I know that guy. I've talked to him 3 different times, and I keep forgetting his name. So it's a simple little thing to do. Some people may be uncomfortable with it, but most people are going, oh, thank God, I now have their name in my head. So use name labels as much as you can when you entertain.
I have to add this, because you're living in Vancouver and you grew up in Saskatoon. If you ever saw the movie Slapshot, because the song A Little Bit South of Saskatoon was a part of that.
Yes, we love that. We appreciated him writing that.
And my sweetie and I vacationed in Vancouver last year, went to some wonderful sites around the area, including the Suspension Bridge Park. And and my hometown team won the Stanley Cup last night. So this is
a very opportune opportunity
for us. How can our listeners get a copy of your book, Things I Only Tell My Friends, and learn more about you?
My website is thingsionlytellmyfriends.com, and you can find my book on all platforms, on Audible and Amazon and Kindle platforms.
You have lived a very interesting life with many more years to go. We thank you for sharing that with us, and in your book, Things I Only Tell My Friends by Lori Ann Keenan, continued success in your publishing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
And now a message from the Prescott Noon Lions Club.
Yarnell residents lost everything in the 2013 fire. Their homes, their furniture, their photos. But thanks to the Prescott Noon Lions, they didn't lose hope.
My name is Paul Chastain, a Prescott Noon Lion since 1997. We spent many months returning to Yarnell after the fire, bringing food and clothes to the burned out residents. We helped fund the restart of Meals on Wheels. Assisting in disasters is just one of the many things my club volunteer members serve our community. We conduct vision screening for thousands of area elementary school children. Prescott Noon Lions support many local nonprofit organizations. From the funds we raise, recycling newspapers and magazines, and our annual pancake breakfast, we help people in Prescott in some way every day. Today, I'm asking you to donate to the Prescott Noon Lions Foundation to help support our charitable work. You'll receive a written acknowledgement from us to support an Arizona tax credit for you. See our website, PrescottNoonLions.org, or see us on Facebook. Thank you.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Another driver dies in a crash this week on Interstate 10.
That fatal crash happened around 4:30 Wednesday morning in the same area as one Monday in the Gila River Indian Reservation. Investigators looking at skid marks from the westbound side follow the tracks leading up to the eastbound side of Interstate 10, where the SUV crashed after flipping over, and it appears the driver was ejected. The rollover crash shut down the freeway for about 4 hours. Barbivia, Arizona News Radio.
You can join Prescott Valley police officers for a free cup of coffee and conversation.
Coffee with a Cop takes place tomorrow from 11:30 till 1 at Casa Perez Family Mexican Restaurant located on Glassford Hill Road. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny and cold today, warming toward the weekend with highs around 48 this afternoon in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 27, then warming up to 54 tomorrow and Friday, up to 58 Saturday and Sunday, before a holiday cool down Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high today near 59, chilling overnight to a clear sky 31, then continued sunny with highs tomorrow and Friday near 62. Saturday and Sunday 65, much cooler by President's Day. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Today, there are many ways to return your heart to health. At Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center in Prescott, our heart doctors work together to find the solution that's best for you. YRMC's heart physicians are top in their cardiology specialties. They're trained in the most advanced heart procedures, many that don't even require an incision. That gets you back to an active life faster. The latest, less invasive procedures, innovative surgical solutions, world-class technology, and amazing heart specialists, all at the James Family Heart Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, we have great news for expectant mothers. The FDA has approved the first postpartum depression drug, which is a long overdue welcome since 1 in 9 new mothers suffer this serious mental illness. Well, doctors Adrian Simone and Jacqueline Worth have written a new book. It's called The New Rules of Pregnancy. And while many pregnancy books focus on the baby, their book is all about the mother-to-be. The new drug, which will be sold as Zulresso, has been shown in clinical trials to work within hours to treat the symptoms. The new drug will be an important option for mothers. Well, how does the medical community feel about this? You can find out by talking to two leading in New York City OBGYNs, Adrian L. Simone and Jacqueline Worth, who have written the book The New Rules of Pregnancy. It explains everything a woman can do to support what's happening inside her body, telling expectant mothers what they need to know and what they can stop obsessing about and over-researching. The ultimate book for the busy modern pregnant woman, who somewhere inside is probably shouting, "Just tell me what to do!" Now, the book is designed with beautiful color photographs to be visually calming. It's packed with clear, actionable, evidence-based advice that helps mothers to be and their partners prepare for change and to take the best possible care of themselves. Now, doctors Simone and Worth specialize in guiding their patients through the safest, least invasive pregnancies possible. And their book's supportive, motivating voice extends this feeling of well-being to all readers. The book covers every aspect of pregnant life, from practical details like combating nausea and flying pregnant to complex issues like what makes it postpartum depression, how to feel like yourself again. It empowers women to take care of the things they can control, such as diet, exercise, beauty products, and communicating with their medical team, and to let go of the anxiety around the things they cannot control. The doctors organize the book by subject so readers can dip into specific topics without being overwhelmed. The women may initially be most eager for the information in sections like eating and drinking, because remember, you're eating for one, so wash produce well, and everyday life. Take sleep like a vitamin and floss every day, but they'll soon appreciate the sections that help them plan for the home stretch, like postpartum cooling pads and how to stretch that perineum, and nursing, such as why does nursing keep weight on you, and every tip we knew about nursing. The book also covers diet, vitamins, and weight gain, exercise, rest, and meditation, what to tell the doctor up front, the expectant mother's feelings, moods, and emotions, the partner's feelings and role, preparing the body for labor, including a detailed how-to of perineal massage, preparing the family, including, yes, the pets, for the baby's arrival, what's different about prenatal yoga, how to write a birth plan, plan, working with the medical team for the best possible birth and which isn't always the birth one planned, what it's like to have the help of a doula, why cesarean birth might happen, and tips for how to recover if it does, delayed cord clamping, how to nurse and how to take care of one's body while nursing, how to pump and begin to build a supply of breast milk, recovery of the abdominals and the pelvic floor, including pelvic PT. We have Dr. Jacqueline Wirth with us on the line. Dr. Wirth, from your point of view, your professional perspective, what is postpartum depression?
Oh, thank you. Postpartum depression is depression that surfaces after a baby is born, and likely triggered by the hormones of pregnancy, often hidden. And so it's we talk about it so much because you never want to miss this particular kind of depression because it's so dangerous.
What are the symptoms and who is at risk?
New mothers, any time after the baby is born, are at risk. The symptoms are, you know, the same symptoms of depression: lack of joy in everyday activities, lack of interest in food, lack of interest in intimacy, feelings, potentially even feelings of self-harm or harm towards the baby. You know, really deep bad feelings.
What are your thoughts about the new FDA-approved drug?
Well, first of all, I think it's wonderful that there is a drug that is geared specifically and FDA-approved for postpartum depression. I mean, that's a huge advance. My main caution about this drug is that it's very, very expensive, and then it also requires an inpatient hospitalization, which is another huge expense. And so I'm just concerned about access of this drug to the women who really need it, because you it seems to me as if you need to be awfully well insured to get this treatment. But putting cost aside, having a treatment is fabulous.
Now, how is your book different from the other ones about pregnancies?
Oh, thank you for asking that. You know, my book is designed for the modern woman in the internet age, where you have at your fingertips overwhelming amounts of information. And so I see day after day women who are frightened and overwhelmed and don't know what to do about all the information out there. And so I wrote a book that takes everything you need to know about pregnancy and puts it in a beautiful form that you can actually read cover to cover in 2 hours on the first day you find out you're pregnant. And what I know that will do for a new pregnant mom is give her a real sense of mastery and control over the process and get a really good start to her pregnancy.
Now, what is different about pregnancy today than it was 20, 30, maybe 40 years ago?
So many things. So what I touched on, the overwhelming amount of information. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was pregnant 20 years ago, I went to a bookstore, took a book off the shelf, What to Expect When You're Expecting, in fact, and paged through to figure out what was going to happen to me, and then I bought the book. Now you go online and you're immediately overwhelmed. The next thing that's very important is that the age of moms is much more varied. You know, we still have moms who are 23 when they're pregnant, but the average age in my practice is 35 to 45-year-old women having their first children. And so that's a huge change, both in terms of life experience and expectations and ability to research things, and then also in terms of the medical complications that can happen in a pregnancy at that older age. It's also particularly harder to give birth for the first time at that older age.
Oh, yeah. You know, what the new trends in pregnancy practices, is there anything you particularly want expectant mothers to be aware of?
Absolutely. I want expectant mothers to think about what they want from the birth as soon as possible, meaning, you know, maybe you want to have a scheduled C-section, or maybe you really want to have a natural birth, and think through some of those things, and then put a team together that's going to support you in that process. When I say a team, I recommend my patients have a doula, which is a what's called a continuous labor support person, someone that stays with your husband or your partner right by your side in the hospital and helps you in labor. And so you want to kind of think ahead of time about what your vision is, what your goals are. Number one, communicate that to your provider. Number two, and then also be, you know, surrender to the process. Know that just because you want a vaginal birth, it may not happen. And so, you know, have some knowledge going into it so you're not blindsided and scared and overwhelmed by all of these things that are happening to you.
And what is something people commonly advise pregnant women to do that you disagree with?
Well, I'll take a favorite page from the book where we say don't eat the placenta. You know, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but we have a fair number of patients who have read online that there are hormonal benefits to eating the placenta. You know, that's not proven. It may or may not be true. I don't know. But what I can tell them as a doctor is there have been case reports of harm to mothers from eating the placenta. So my advice is, if you want to keep your placenta, great, absolutely. I suggest you do placenta art, where you put it on a piece of paper and take a print of it, and that can be your take-home memento from your placenta, rather than turning it into pills to eat it.
Yeah.
I recommend placenta art.
There you go. Now, there's one thing you want expectant mothers to take away from reading your book. What is it?
If you are laboring, get a labor doula to help you in labor. That will be, in my view, one of the best things that you can do for yourself and for your husband or partner. Get someone in the room to really support you, because it's going to help you have a great birth experience.
I would bet you recommend your doula, your partner, your husband also read this book, right?
Oh, you bet. Actually, thanks for bringing that up. I have discovered that this book is perfect for husbands, that one of my dads in my practice is a police officer, and he said, "Hey, Dr. Worth, you wrote a book that's perfect for me. I can page through it all and know everything she's going through, so I can be a really good support."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wrote a pregnancy book for dads unintentionally.
How can our listeners learn more about you and Dr. Simone and get a copy of your book, The New Rules of Pregnancy?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, you can search the book by its title, The New Rules of Pregnancy, and you'll find out everything that you need to know right there.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your practice and your publishing.
Oh, thank you so much.
There's a satisfaction that shopping local brings. When you walk into a store, buy something, and take it home. You don't get that online. There's another benefit, too. Your local purchase filters down tax dollars for important parts of the Quad Cities community. Findlay Buick GMC Prescott helps create jobs, buys local supplies, and pays taxes to support our schools, police, and fire departments, and local charities.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy. At Findlay Buick GMC, we believe the health of a community depends on being involved, and we take pride in our efforts to be responsible corporate citizens. Our team is made up of local residents determined to give you the best car buying experience possible and the best price. We guarantee to beat any Arizona Buick GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Whether it's a luxury Buick or professional-grade GMC truck, Findlay Buick GMC Prescott is the local dealer that works to be your best community partner. Findlay Buick GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com. We are the local dealership that supports your community. View our new and pre-owned inventory at FindlayBuickGMC.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Yamapai Plumbing and Heating, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes. Visit the Ottawa Senators live Thursday afternoon at 5:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Discover Cirque du Soleil, Axel, a new ice show beyond anything you've seen before. With spectacular ice skating, aerials, and acrobatics for the whole family. Cirque du Soleil, Axel. Coming to Fenway Toyota Center from March 19th to 21st. Save 25% when buying a family four-pack at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Axel.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You may have heard me at the start of the show talking about Edmund Muskie running for the Democratic primary in 1972 and what happened to him and what happened to George McGovern. That was pretty sad. Well, anyway, 1972 seems like an eon ago until you open up the February issue of one of my favorite magazines, Remind Magazine. It's a baby boomer nostalgia magazine full of arts and literature and news and happenings from different years going back in the baby boomers' lives. And regarding the year 1972, just a few fun facts. For one thing, back then the median yearly income was $11,116. The minimum wage was $1.60. Yeah, $1.60. The median cost of a new home, $27,600. A postage stamp was 8 cents. Gold per ounce, $58.42. In pop culture, Atari heralded a new age of video games with the release of the arcade version of Pong. Yeah, Pong, 1972. Also, women were admitted for the first time to Dartmouth College. The Volkswagen Beetle broke the record previously held by the Ford Model T to become the world's best-selling car. Was this really that long ago? HBO was the very first subscription cable service they launched in 72. And what does HBO stand for? Home box office. New products on the market in 1972. Cottonelle toilet paper. Egg beaters. McDonald's Egg McMuffin. Snapple and stovetop stuffing. They were among the very brand new products hitting the shelves in 72. Excuse me. Now, for those of you who love Johnny Carson like I did, it was 1972 that Johnny moved the show from Rockefeller Center in New York to Burbank. And it remained there until 2014 when Jimmy Fallon and Lorne Michaels got together and moved it right back to New York. Now, of course, in addition to offering a different lifestyle for Carson, that move was made for easier access to all those Hollywood guests during a time when late-night competition in New York was on the rise. You might remember when Johnny Carson wanted to do the show live, but that would have aired too late on the East Coast. Just the other day, we had the Oscar winners, the winners in 1972. For Best Picture was The Godfather. The Best Actor, Marlon Brando, who very famously refused his Oscar. He sent up Sasheen Littlefeather, who was an actress with Native American ancestry, sent her up to complain about the treatment of American Indians in cinema and turned down the Oscar. The best actress that year, Liza Minnelli for Cabaret. Her co-actor, Joel Grey from Cabaret, won Best Supporting Actor. Eileen Heckert, who was hilarious as Edward Albert's mother in Best Supporting, got the Best Supporting Actress for Butterflies Are Free. Remember Goldie Hawn in that? Also, the best director that year was Bob Fosse for Cabaret. Big year for Cabaret. Best Song, The Morning After by Mary McNamara from The Poseidon Adventure. The big movies in 1972, aside from the Oscar winners, at the box office, The Godfather, Deliverance, The Poseidon Adventure, What's Up, Doc, with Ryan O'Neal and Barbara Streisand, and, of course, Cabaret. Now, the TV, boy, this really takes you back now. The TV series that premiered, yes, premiered in 1972, Sanford and Son, Emergency, The Rookies, Maud, The Julie Andrews Hour, The Waltons, The Bob Newhart Show, Streets of San Francisco with Michael Douglas and Carl Malden, MASH made its debut that year, Kung Fu, and PBS's Great Performances. My goodness, that was a long time ago. Also, the big song hits from 72, Roberta Flack, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. You may have heard that for the first time in the movie Play Misty for Me. Also, Alone Again, Naturally, by Gilbert O'Sullivan. American Pie by Don McLean, the song that got played every hour, it seems, on the air, so disc jockeys could take a 9-minute break. Also, Without You by Harry Nilsson, Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr., Lean on Me by Bill Withers, and Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me by Mac Davis. Most popular cars, oh man. Look at these. 1972, Volkswagen Beetle number one, the Ford Ranchero, the AMC Gremlin. Yes, I had one of those. That's my first new car. Also the Chevrolet Vega, the Ford Pinto, the Dodge Colt, and the Ford Cortina. I don't remember that. I do remember the Ford Pinto. Did they make a movie about that called Chariots of Fire? And if you were a kid back in 72, you might recall the most popular toys were the Fisher-Price Play Farm, the Easy Bake Oven, Uno, Big Wheel, Toss Across, Talkie Chrissy Doll, the Ouija Board, the Skateboard, and Weebles. Boy, that was a long time ago, 1972. Well, it's time now for Ben Shapiro, followed at 4 o'clock by Talk of a Town Prescott. Then join me right back here tomorrow with local playwright Mickey Shelton, who's bringing to town a very special one-actor showcase in Iliad at the Prescott Elks Theater. And we'll have Lexi Niekamp, Nolan Charles, and Cassidy Blake here to talk about the one-stage Family Theater's production of West Side Story. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.